Now, remember, if you're not deafened and you can still hear me, remember we found these rhythmic asymmetries to be syntactic equivalents, so to speak, of phonological dissonance. You remember? And in the same way, we can find a further syntactic equivalent with polytonality itself. And this syntactic equivalent is called polyrhythm. Another shot in the arm for tonality, another life preserver. What are polyrhythms? Well, simply what they suggest. Just as polytonality means more than one tonality at a time, so polyrhythms mean two or more rhythms going at the same time. For instance, if I start a tango rhythm in the left hand and superimpose a waltz on it, we've got a simple polyrhythmic piece, right? Now let's jump from that idiocy to great music, back to the Sacre. Here's that fantastic page of Sacre, which is all by itself a whole essay on polyrhythm. The meter, as you can see, I hope, is 6/4, meaning 6 quarter notes to a bar. But there's not a bar on this page that has anything to do with a sextuple rhythm, or sextuple rhythm, depending on which dictionary you read. It belongs to every note of music on that page belongs to groupings of 2, 4, or 8 beats. It's all conceived duply in multiples of 2. But the number 6, you will say, rightly, is both duple and triple. 6 is, after all, 2 times 3, right? Where does the 3 come in? Well, you can imagine the enormous complexity of the mathematical mishigas and turmoil that results from all this. Let me try to explain it as easily as I can.